I'm Andrew Fear. I'm a software product manager at NVIDIA Corporation.
What is Vista going to do different for customers, and why is it good for them?
Well, Vista is really exciting for us as a graphics processing company because this is one of the biggest changes that's ever happened in the PC operating system. And what's changing now is that with Vista, a graphics processor is really needed to accelerate 100% of all the Vista user experiences. And for us, that's great because we've been building our high-quality graphics processors for gaming, for video editing, for all sorts of things for many years now. And now we have the number one consumer application in the world using our graphics processor.
So previous versions of Windows didn't fully utilize a GPU, or maybe you can explain a little bit about that.
So it's a good question to ask. Previous versions of Windows, let's take, for example, Windows XP, our graphics processor accelerates some of the applications you run that are 3D only and for video only. So if you're running a Windows XP desktop, and if you're looking at, let's say, a 1280 by 1024 desktop, and you have a little video window up and a little 3D window up, our graphics processor is really only accelerating those small windows. So the graphics processor is left running idle for displaying the rest of the Windows desktop. It's not being utilized to run your Internet Explorer, to run Outlook, to run PowerPoint, to run any of that. Vista changes all that. Vista is 100% accelerated by a graphics processor. The entire desktop uses the graphics processor to display all the windows, to display all the video, to display all your PowerPoint, Internet Explorer, Microsoft Word, whatever application it is, it's using a graphics processor. And so for us, we're excited about this because it means the world's number one consumer application uses a graphics processor. So at NVIDIA, we're making sure that all of our latest graphics processors are fully optimized and are running great on Vista.
So with video being a huge part of what's going to be part of mobile technology and working with laptops and graphics, and you know certainly you know Windows Vista is going to be a visual center for a lot of people, how do your drivers work with Media Center?
Well, it's another great question, Michael. You sound like you're well-versed in Vista. Media Center, the way it's going to change now is that Microsoft will actually include the Media Center application in some versions of the Windows Vista. So it's very important now that you have a high-quality GPU that has great video playback and functionality so we can accelerate all these new features for video. So we've actually been working with the Media Center technology for over 3 years now. Microsoft introduces a technology called Video Mixing Render, or VMR for short, with the very first version of Windows Media Center Edition back in the Windows XP timeframe. At NVIDIA, we have a video processing technology called our Pure Video Engine. And Pure Video is really highly tuned and optimized to take advantage of the VMR architecture. So for us, we're really excited because all the functionality, all the driver work, all the effort we put in hardware to make video quality great is now being called out and really exploited with the Vista operating system. And so all the high definition content, whether it's H.264, Blu-ray, HD-DVD, all that type of technology will be accelerated and look great on NVIDIA graphics processors.
All right, so say I've got a PC and it's got an integrated graphics system in it. Am I going to need a GPU?
Well, yes, we believe you need a GPU for that. If you look at some of the high bandwidth content coming out for video, like I talked about H.264 or Blu-ray or HD-DVD, all of these technologies are very high bandwidth and require a dedicated graphics processor to display them on screen. As well, we talked about some of the higher definition panels that are coming out, things like the 2560 by 1600 or HD panels, displaying all the entire Vista desktop and playing back video at that type of resolution really requires a graphics processor to get fluid, smooth, high-quality-looking video that is going to rival the features and functionality you're going to see on high-end consumer electronics systems.
Now, tell me the name of the driver that NVIDIA has made available for Windows Vista. What's it called?
All of our software drivers are called the Forceware drivers. This is our brand for all the drivers we produce for Windows XP, Windows Vista, and all other flavors of the operating systems in the market.
And tell me about the preview.
Well, what Microsoft has done, they've enabled what they call their customer technology preview builds of Vista. They're sometimes referred to as the CTP builds. And Microsoft has so far has done a couple releases of these. They originally announced their Beta 1 back in July of 2005. And they did their first CTP build in December of 2005, and their latest one went out a couple weeks back in February. And with us, the CTP is a great way for Microsoft to engage the beta testers and give a preview version of the Vista operating system. And the CTP builds are there for people to test with some of the features that Microsoft is promoting. It shows off all the final features of the operating system, but it's not necessarily the final performance with all the bug fixes that are going to be found in Vista.
Okay, well, it's obviously not going to be a free download off of anywhere soon. Who can have access to the CTPs, and how can they get it?
Well, Microsoft actually does a pretty good job of engaging with people that really want to provide feedback to their operating system. As you said, it's not a free download that anyone can just log on to Microsoft.com and find. But Microsoft has a program via their TechNet websites that they engage with IT managers, some of their MVP beta testers, and other people that want to get involved to help Microsoft make their products better. So they do a very good job of engaging with these customers and making sure that they're out there trying to make their products better.
Okay, so how does NVIDIA directly work with Microsoft from a driver perspective? So how do you bring value to the CTP?
Well, the things that we can do with the CTP builds is making sure that we have the latest drivers in the box, or what we refer to internally as ITB. It's a term that you may see floating out there in the web or on other podcasts. And so from NVIDIA's perspective, we just want to make sure that our latest drivers are included in the box with all the CTP builds. And then we also release an updated driver with every new CTP build that goes out, because we want to make sure customers are testing with the latest drivers and the latest bug fixes and the latest features they have for all their NVIDIA graphics processors. So with the last February CTP build that went out, we updated our website to have the latest Vista drivers for all of our graphics processors.
So what's in the driver release?
Well, some of the NVIDIA beta drivers are our basic drivers to allow you to test the functionality of Vista. We have things like our 3D acceleration for accelerating the Aero experience and for playing games. And we also have the functionality for testing some of the new features within Vista, like the advanced hot plug detection.
And so this is the beginning of the relationship. What's left to be done? What kind of work is left?
Now, one of the great new things we have coming out with Vista from NVIDIA is a brand new control panel we've been working on specifically with Microsoft to try to make the user experience better for customers. NVIDIA ships a graphics control panel today, which has not been usability tested and aligned itself well with Microsoft. And what we're going to be doing as Vista proceeds and we get lining up for the release of Vista, our drivers are going to have this new control panel built directly into it. And I think our end users are going to be pretty excited to see that the control panel looks very similar to Vista. So it's not going to be a big learning curve for anyone that wants to adjust graphic settings or control the advanced features of their graphics processor.
What about DX10? Do you support DX10?
Well, actually, we're working with Microsoft right now to develop new next-generation DirectX 10 products, and I'm sure everyone on this podcast would love to hear me talk about schedules and features and the name of that product, but unfortunately, it's one of those things that we're not allowed to talk about unreleased products, and my boss, I'm sure, would get very upset with me if I did. So maybe I'll just say that might be a great topic for a future podcast we can talk about.
Okay. Well, what about some of the other features in the most recent Windows Vista driver releases from NVIDIA?
One of the newest things that Microsoft has that's different in Vista than previous versions of Windows is this advanced hot plug detection for any of your displays. So before, if anyone has ever tried to plug in a display into Windows and turn on a second monitor for presenting on a PowerPoint slides and a projector, they know that it's always a little bit of a challenge. And one of the things that Microsoft has changed in Vista is they actually will check for any input connected into your PC and automatically turn on that monitor. It's one of the exciting features, I think, for a lot of the business users out there that have ever experimented with Vista. This is going to be one of those features that I think subtly at first you don't think is that important, but as you start to use it, you're going to realize that Vista has some great value add and some streamlined features.
Okay, plugging in for professional presentations is great. What about, say, gamers and folks involved in graphics and workstation professionals? What is this going to mean for them?
Well, I think for gamers, obviously, with the DirectX 10 coming for Vista, 3D gaming is going to be better under Vista. But in addition to that, Microsoft has invested a lot of time to make sure that the core of Vista in the kernel itself is going to be optimized. So I think as customers make the transition for Vista, they're going to be pretty excited to see that 3D gaming performance is faster. For workstation customers, you know, Microsoft is investing a lot of time as well to make sure that there's more security and more scalability for the operating system. So when they plug in one of our Quadro graphics cards for workstation into the Vista operating system, I think they're going to see a whole new layer of sophistication and features.
So for new Vista applications, is NVIDIA going to be working with ISVs?
Absolutely. We're doing it today, right now. And if you go to our one of our dedicated consumer websites, which is www.endzone.com/Vista, we have a listing of all the application developers that we're currently working with to bring these high-quality Vista applications. And this is a list of the large developers that are out there. Game developers like Electronic Arts, Blizzard, Microsoft Game Studios, and Ubisoft, and even consumer applications like CyberLink, Nero, Google, and WildTangent. And so for us, working with developers is the core for how we've developed all of the graphics processing units that are available today. We wanted to make sure that we have a large install base of applications out there. So working with developers is something at NVIDIA we've been doing for many, many years, and we recognize the need to continue to do it with Vista.
So where should people go for updates on Windows, the Vista driver software from NVIDIA?
Well, we actually have a dedicated website for Vista on NVIDIA.com. If you go to visit www.nvidia.com/Vista, we have information for everything related to Vista for NVIDIA. And includes our Vista technology briefs, which talk about why you need a GPU to run Vista, information on all the NVIDIA products which are built for Vista, customized pages for developers and application developers, as well as links to all of our latest Vista drivers to download for our graphics processors and for our Enforce MCPs.
Well, Andrew Fear from NVIDIA, it's been great talking with you today on the podcast.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.